Brzezinski, Trump Voters Victims of Disinformation. By Trent Baker on December 10, 2020. MSNBC Morning Joe co-host Mika Brzezinski on Thursday ripped President Donald Trump for contesting the 2020 presidential election over allegations of voter fraud as the nation deals with the coronavirus pandemic. Brzezinski lamented that Trump is throwing largely unmasked holiday parties that she claimed have all the hallmarks of a super-spreader event. She said the maskless idiots at his events and all of his voters are victims of disinformation. We start with these staggering statistics, more than 3,000 dead in a day. Nearly 223,000 new infections. Yet, President Trump is focused on another number. A fake one, by the way, where he thinks he can overturn the election, Brzezinski stated. The 17 states that signed onto a ludicrous lawsuit aimed at overturning the lawsuit and effectively destroying American democracy while Americans die. And while so many Americans are separated from loved ones, their lives turned upside down, their kids' education in limbo, President Trump continues to throw holiday parties largely unmasked and with all of the hallmarks of a super-spreader event. Here, the president is getting cheered on as he's talking about these lawsuits and pushing members of the Supreme Court and high courts to overturn the election for himself. And these maskless idiots are spreading coronavirus tight in a room, she added while playing a clip of Trump at a White House holiday event. Jeff Bennett tweeting here, spare a thought for the White House resident staff and Secret Service agents whose lives are in danger by this wanton recklessness and flouting of COVID precautions. We had a doctor on the show earlier this morning who talks about patients she has lost. If they had received the vaccine, if it had come sooner. Or perhaps her patient had the special meds that President Trump and Rudy Giuliani received, perhaps that patient would be alive. This is the presidency that many Americans voted for. But I believe are victims of disinformation. We know this, actually. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at Magnify Trent.